What's the biggest challenge that you face when you're trying to get someone to tell their story?
I've definitely had some fantastic and interesting people say, I would love to do the show, but I don't want to write my story down. I just want to get up there and just go. And they're reluctant to commit to the process, because there is a process that we go through.
Talk about that a little bit. What is the process?
Well, I put out a call for submissions based on the theme that we're working with, and I usually receive at least two or three times the amount of submissions that I need. So I'll call through it and pick a lineup that I feel like really represents a diverse set of points of view and also different takes on the theme. And then once I've selected the cast, I call them a cast because I have a theater background, then I will begin an editing process where I will meet with the storytellers over the phone a few times. And in between each meeting, they will do a revision on their story. So it's work. I'm not getting in there with my red pen and correcting grammar and suggesting different vocabulary. What I am doing as an editor is really challenging the storyteller to tell the whole story as authentically and genuinely as they can. So I'll ask questions about what they were thinking and feeling around certain decisions. And being that emotionally vulnerable can be hard. It's important that I create a safe space during the editing process for the storyteller so that they feel that they can open up. And then we work together in this very intimate way. That gets translated through a rehearsal into them meeting the rest of the storytellers. They get a chance to read their story aloud in front of everybody else. They hear everyone else's story. They see the other individual's strengths and weaknesses as they're reading. And I think it gives them a sense of the bigger picture of the show. And that's a nice transition into the performance night, where they will be standing in front of now over 300 people, which is a lot to ask, I think, for anyone. I mean, public speaking is definitely a very common fear. So I think it's a lot to ask. But what I have learned is that if people commit to the process, not only can they at times find catharsis through reframing the narrative of this particular experience in their life that they're discussing, but also there is a sense of euphoria that happens as they come off of the stage, this fabulous adrenaline rush that is really wonderful to see.